This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Savannah Bowen, 23, leaves her four-month-old with the dad, Daquan White, to visit friends. When she returns, there is a red spot on the baby's leg, and the baby's mouth is swollen. White admits he, quote, heard a pop when he lifted the baby's leg, then shoved his fingers in the baby's mouth and pushed down to make him stop crying. The infant even has a seizure, but Bowen does not seek medical attention 6 days. The baby dies in the hospital 3 days later with a broken jaw, broken ribs, and broken femur and severe brain injury.
Nancy, instead of seeking medical treatment, Bowen made several Google searches about the baby's horrifying symptoms, including baby's femur is sticking out and newborn not being able to move mouth. Doctors tell police the baby likely would have survived his injuries had he been brought to a hospital sooner. Bowen has been arrested and released on a $10,000 bond.
Dad Daquan White, 23, charged with child abuse and murder. Mom Savannah Bowen, 23, faced with child neglect. Is that all? George Owens walks into the Leeds, Alabama Bass Pro Shop, promptly strips naked, and does a cannonball into the huge freshwater aquarium in the center of the store. Cops are called, but Owens refuses to get out of the water. He swims and splashes around, then showers in the waterfall. Owens eventually climbs over the edge and falls 10 feet to the floor, where he is immediately handcuffed. His wife believes he's having a mental episode. He pleads guilty to public indecency, disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, but upon successful completion of an inpatient treatment program, the charges could be dropped. I think that water needs to be purified pronto. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A former MS-13 gang member has admitted to his role in 7 murders, including the 2016 killings of 2 teenage girls in Long Island that shocked the nation. 28-year-old Jairo Saez pleaded guilty in federal court, acknowledging his part in a violent campaign that prosecutors say terrorized the Brentwood and Central Islip communities. Saez and his brother Alexi, who led the gang's local clique, ordered killings to solidify their power within MS-13. Among their victims were 15-year-old Nisa Mickens and 16-year-old Kayla Cuevas, attacked with a machete and a bat while walking near their homes. Other victims include rivals and those who disrespected the gang. Sayens faces 40 to 60 years in prison under a plea deal. His brother has also pleaded guilty and will be sentenced soon. Outside court, grieving families expressed pain and frustration, with Nisa's mother lamenting her daughter's lost dreams of becoming a nurse or veterinarian. Federal prosecutors call the violence a, quote, barbaric reign of terror that turned parts of Long Island into a war zone. They hope the guilty pleas bring some comfort to the families of those lost. A disturbing story now out of Indianapolis, where a Texas man faces serious charges after allegedly stalking WNBA star and Rookie of the Year, Caitlin Clark. As Crime Online's Sydney Sumner tells us, the man appeared in court where his erratic behavior added to the gravity of the accusations.
Michael Thomas Lewis, a 55-year-old Texas resident, is accused of felony stalking after allegedly harassing Caitlin Clark, Indiana Fever standout and WNBA Rookie of the Year. Prosecutors say Lewis's behavior began in December with repeated messages on social media that included sexually explicit comments and veiled threats, leaving Clark feeling terrorized and threatened. Lewis, who traveled from Texas to Indianapolis, allegedly admitted to driving by Gainbridge Fieldhouse, where the Fever play, and joked online about being one step away from a stalking charge. Law enforcement connected the post to Lewis through hotel and library IP addresses in Indianapolis. In court, Lewis displayed erratic behavior, laughing and shouting, "Guilty as charged." He told police he was in Indianapolis on vacation and fantasized about a relationship with Clark. A judge entered a not guilty plea on his behalf and issued a no-contact order. Lewis is being held on a $50,000 bond with conditions that include an ankle monitor and restrictions on leaving Indiana if released. His pretrial hearing is set for March 31st.
Caitlin Clark, who gained national acclaim after leading Iowa to the NCAA championship and was recently named the AP's Female Athlete of the Year, has not publicly commented on the case.
Eric Bowl, 32, loves the outdoors and often goes for bike rides in Devil's Lake State Park. His wife can sense something's wrong as they get ready for work, but Eric won't talk about it before leaving their Madison, Wisconsin home for his morning ride, 7 a.m. He doesn't come home to shower as usual, doesn't answer calls or texts all day, and doesn't come home that evening. Canines search all of his usual trails, no sign. Eric's family believes he may have been experiencing a mental health crisis. Eric Bowl, 5'11", 170 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, last seen on his blue Vivi e-bike, not located. If you have info on Eric Bowl, please call Madison, Wisconsin PD, 608-266-4887. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.